Hello everyone. Start of a new day. I'm out on my morning walk, walking around the Brisbane River. I do this regularly. I like to get up and have a bit of early morning exercise. Some mornings it's a walk, like it is today. Some days it's a run, something a bit more vigorous. I'll probably go for a run this afternoon anyway, so I felt like going for a walk this morning. And I wanted to be a bit more of a meditative process. I'm not listening to my iPod today. I'm just walking and enjoying the environment. The cyclists whizzing past on the path, getting their exercise. The birds in the trees. The splash of the city cat as it cruises up the river. And enjoying this beautiful morning as it's getting underway. Because it's the start of a new morning. It's the start of another one of those periods in my life again. For the last 3 weeks, I've been working at the Queensland Theatre Company doing a bit of prop making. Making a few things for the next production I've got coming up. I've been tweeting a little bit of that, but it's been good to have a few weeks of work, earn a little bit of income. It's good to have a bit of income from time to time. I have very little normally. And it was lovely to generate a bit of cash to keep me going for the next period of doing the podcasting. And today is the start of that next period where I am now basically having to reconfigure myself, reboot, rejig my mental state into being one of at home and on task and media production and marketing and social networking and all things that are necessary to develop and promote a podcast. It's a really interesting variety of different ways of living life. When I'm working, as most people do, I have my tasks during the day. I arrive and I go about doing what I'm told to do by whoever's running the job. You know, it could be a client or it could be my boss. So it's really very easy. There's no motivation that I need to do. Self-motivation. It's there for me. I've just got to do the job. But now that I'm back here in this particular space again, I'm back into that situation of self-motivation. So I'm back into my routine. My routine consists of get up at a reasonable hour. I'm not an early riser, but I like to be up relatively early, and I'm in the habit of being up early at the moment because of QTC, which had a 6 a.m. start, so I managed to get a relatively early start this morning. I was out on the path before 6. Get a little bit of exercise, get home, have some quiet time to contemplate a few things, breakfast, shower, and basically into work and into the task. The next important thing for me is, and this is what part of audiobook is all about, is to basically connect with people, let them know what I think is the very good work I'm putting out there and encouraging them to do life stories and recording their own life story or somebody they care about. That's my mission. That's what I'm on about. And I need to get that out because I've got the content up now. I need to let people know about it. So I'm just quietly walking around the river, enjoying the company of these other early risers and nature. I look out over the river and there's the one of the schools. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 rowboats going up the river. You know, single sculls. As the city cat goes past them. And the jacarandas are all in bloom. And it's a beautiful, beautiful late October day. Far too cool for what it should be at this time of year. But still absolutely wonderful. So I'll continue my walk and head home and get on to task. Wherever you are in the world, I wish you the very best of days, as Adam Daniel Mazet would say. Best of times. Bye-bye.